Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Goosefava.
It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
Today may be the day that, according to the calendar, most people give up on their New Year's resolutions. But if yours was to try to get stronger in the new year, what are the three basic beginner moves that you can do on your own that'll get you fit? Amy Linus from FitBodyVibe.com. Amy, what do you think? Like, I know for me, it's about starting all over again, because with my injuries and everything, it's about, okay, I have to restart to get back to where I was.
Yes. Well, the first one on my list are body weighted squats, which I wouldn't tell you to jump back into those just yet, but I'm sure going to PT, you can get some help around those. But body weighted squats are awesome place to start, because it really incorporates your entire body. You're getting your heart rate elevated, you're getting your blood flow pumping, and you're just having to take in those deep breaths and really feeling everything come to life again.
Well, that's good, because I feel like I've been dormant for at least, I don't know, half a decade.
Right, it's true. I think it's always so intimidating, because you're like, yeah, I'm going to do it. But then you're like, wait, what do you mean? So for the absolute beginner or starting over, how many squats should you be doing a day? And you could do these in the corner of your room, right?
Yeah, definitely. You don't have to go to the gym for these. So three sets of 15 repetitions. You want to keep your repetitions nice and high, so you actually start to feel your muscles working and, like I said, coming to life. Next exercise is, if you're going to the gym, the lat pull down. And the reason I go to the lat pull down as the next exercise is because your back is the second largest muscle group other than the legs. So you want to cover an area that's bigger, and you're burning a lot more that way too, and you're incorporating more accessory muscles as well.
I love the lat machine, the pull down thing. Because I feel like the definition
yes.
on the back of your
Ooh,
shoulders
yeah.
is always
yes.
the first, so you can actually see results, right?
Uh-huh. It comes right up. Yes. It's so quick. I love that, too.
Especially if you're getting ready for the summer and tank tops, that's definitely an area. I always say to the ladies in class, I'm like, all right, let's get ready for those tank tops.
And that's right.
What's the third that's exercise?
Right. All right, the third one would be the plank, another total body exercise, but you're strengthening your core without killing your abdominal region, and you're not killing your lower back. So it's a little bit of everything. You're incorporating your entire body to hold yourself up on this one.
How long can you plank for?
You know, I don't even know. At least a minute. I'm good for at least a minute. That I can attest to, but that might be something for another show. Me, you, and Raven go head-to-head on who can plank the longest.
No, I've got the three hits, the three places to start, and I'll plan for next Tuesday or something. I'm going to put this off at least a few more days. This sounds
a
lot.
Amy Linus, you can follow her online on Instagram at FitBodyVibe, or visit the website FitBodyVibe.com. Thanks, Amy.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.